اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we have again, alhamdulillah, some of the students of Sevier International School with us in this session. And before we start the class, let me say hello to each of them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah, and how are you?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salam, salam.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Welcome. And Hassan Nasrullah, how are you doing?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salaam alaikum.
I'm fine, sir.
Okay.
How are you?
That's great. Thank you so much. Welcome. So, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of the session. Inshallah, you will benefit and we all will benefit from the verses of the Quran Kareem. So, today, inshallah, Hassan, Hussein, respected listeners, we'll be, inshallah, working on Ayah 55 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is an important thing, okay? We are going to, inshallah, mention here. We'll answer an important question. So, Ayah 55, we want, inshallah, to listen to this Ayah once. Ready, brothers?
Yes.
Okay, let's listen to this Ayah once. Thank you so much. Thank you. So, Hassan, Hussein, make sure you listen and repeat after me, okay? I will be, inshallah, listening. And brothers and sisters who are listening to us, make sure you have your Quran and practice with us. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة.
وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة.
أحسنت. فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ.
فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. That was great. In this ayah, Prophet Musa alayhi salam and his nation again. So, look, when Allah Almighty brings and says the stories of other prophets and their nations, okay? So they are going to remind us of something. They are teaching us, actually, okay? It's not just a story, okay? There are thousands, millions of lessons, okay, in the stories. So we have to be so much curious, okay, to get the points and apply them, inshallah, in our lives. Now, you know that it's a little bit difficult for those who still do not have a strong belief in the existence of Allah Almighty. Yeah, they might ask that, well, we can't see Allah Almighty, so it's better not to believe in Him. Oh, do you, Hussein, do you see the microphone?
Yes.
Yeah, you see. You believe in it, yes? You believe that it exists. Does it exist or no?
Yes.
Yeah, you see your brother. Hassan, do you see Hussein?
Yes.
You believe in him, that he exists?
Yes.
Yeah, do you believe in me that I exist?
Yes.
Okay, we see each other. Simple as that. So if we see something, we believe in it. We accept it. But if we don't see something, no, we don't believe it. Huh? Is seeing believing?
No.
Huh? That was the question, okay, that the nation of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, okay, unfortunately they asked. Okay, they asked the Prophet, okay, that, oh Musa, wa idh qultum ya Musa, when Allah Almighty says the Bani Israel, wa idh qultum ya Musa, when you told your Prophet, oh Musa, okay, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ, we do not believe in you that you are a prophet of God and there is a God, okay? حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا, until we see Allah visibly by our eyes. Look at them, they are worshipping Kaf. They are worshipping idols and they can see their God. What is wrong with us? We have a God but that we never see Him. So we don't want such a God. Huh? They said, okay? They said, oh Musa, we want to see your God. If we do not see your God visibly with our eyes, we do not accept you. Okay? Then, فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَ, then, thereupon, a thunderbolt seized you as you looked on. Some of the people of Prophet Musa, we said, okay, in the previous session, that they went with Prophet to the mountain of Tur, yes? So when the mountain of Tur, so like Allah Almighty was talking to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, then these people, okay, asked Prophet Musa that we will not believe in you and your God, okay, until we see the God visibly. Then a thunderbolt seized them, hit them, because they were so much kind of disbelieving. It was so much clear for them. They have done this a lot of times, yes? And yes, they disbelieved a lot of times. So now we will answer this question, that is seeing believing, with one question. Hassan, do you love your mom?
Yes.
Okay. Can you show me love? How love looks like? Does it have a shape?
No.
No. Hussein, do you have mind? Of course you do. Sorry for this question. But do you see your mind, how it looks like?
Oh.
If you tell me this, it's brain. It's a piece of meat or something. But it's not mind. So we can't see mind. But it doesn't mean it doesn't mean that it does not exist. Does love exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does hatred exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does mind exist?
Yes.
Does wisdom exist? Of course they exist. Doesn't mean that they must have a shape so that should be kind of visible for us. Okay. So Allah Almighty, we can feel Him. If we cannot see Him, we can see His creatures. We can see His effects in the world,
yes.
Right? So I hope inshallah you've learned something, and make sure you refer to the Tafasir book. Again, I'm saying this. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now, وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى. Let's go for the practical tajweed rules here, okay? Hussein, the first important rule is the pronunciation of the letter
ذَال.
ذَال. Make sure you say it, okay? وَإِذْ. And I told you one day that if the word if comes with a waw, and mostly it says that there is something hidden. Okay, wa idh qultum. It says that remind yourself of the time. Right? I told you one day, I think. Yeah. Wa idh najjaynakum. Wa idh faraqna. Wa idh wa'adna. Wa idh atayna. In those verses, I told you this. So what is it means? Oh, remind of yourself of the time, okay, that you told to Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So, قَالَ قُلْتُمْ Ya Musa, that baby Alif again we have here in this ayah as well. Ya Musa. So make sure you prolong a longer sound, okay? Ya Musa. So three long vowel sounds. Ya Musa. If you say Ya Musa, it's wrong. Because long vowels are pronounced as short vowels. This is wrong, okay? Ya Musa. All right? Len nu'mina. Hassan, nun sakin. Do you see that? Len.
Yes.
And then the next word starts with?
Nun.
Nun. Nun sakin plus nun? What rule is applied?
Idgham.
Idgham. You merge them, right? Hussein?
Yes.
We had four rules. Hide, merge, change, no rule. Which one?
Merge.
Merge. We merge them together. Len. And make sure, because it's nun sakin and from Yarmulun letters, of course we do idgham, but we have to apply the rule idgham with ghunna, with a nasal sound. Len nu'mina. Len. Hassan, read it. Len nu'mina. Read together, all of you.
Len nu'mina.
Ahsan. Hatta nara Allah. Okay. The letter ra. Nara. Ra.
Yes.
Nara. It's a heavily pronounced, it is. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And the next word is.
Allah.
Allah. Do you see after ra we have a ya?
Yes.
Which must be pronounced with like an alif. Na ra.
Yes.
It's alif mat. But there was a rule that if we have a mad letter, either it is alif mad sound, either it's waw mad oo sound, or ya mad e sound. If we have one of these sounds, plus Hamzatul Wasl, the word Allah starts with Hamzatul Wasl, right?
Yes.
Plus Hamzatul Wasl, you have to skip this e, oo sound, this long sound. Change it to short sound. Narallah, no. Narallah. Faster, short one. Narallah, all right?
Yes.
And the next rule here is about the word Allah itself. So we said if the word Allah is preceded by a fatha sound or a dhamma sound, it means that if we have the word Allah, we look at the previous sound. If the previous sound or the previous harakat on the previous letter is a fatha or a dhamma, the word, the lam of the word Allah is pronounced heavily. You remember that?
Yes.
Narallah, this heavily. Narallah, law, law, not lah. Narallah. All right?
Yes.
And for example, we say Allahu, Allahu, or Allahumma salli ala, right? The word Allah and Allahumma, the letter lam of the word Allah or Allahumma. So if there is a fatha sound or a dhamma sound before the word Allah, make sure you pronounce it with a heavy sound, okay? Allah, narallah. But if there is a kasra sound, you produce an sound, a light sound with the letter lam of the word Allah or Allahumma. Like what? When you start reading something, what do you say?
Bismillah.
Bismillah. There is a kasra, mi. Bismillah. La, there is a kasra sound. So you do not say Bismillahir Rahman. You say Bismillah. And you do not say Narallah. No, this is wrong. Narallah jahra. Alright? Jahratan tanween plus fa jahra. So if you stop here, tanween will be changed to sukun. And the letter ta marbuta will be changed to?
Ha.
Ha. Jahra. Then, fa akhadat kumusa'iqa. Okay, there is no difficult rule. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ أَنْتُمْ نُنْ سَاكِينَ plus ta, rest of the letters?
Yes, إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى, hide. Merge, change, hide, no rule. Which one?
Hide.
Hide. أَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ ظَى, rest of the letters. نُنْ سَاكِينَ plus ظَى, rest of the letters. Hide, merge, change, no rule. Which one?
Hide.
Hide again, yes. أَنْتُمْ تنظرون. So now with tajweed rules, let's listen to this ayah once. So we have done this ayah is done as well, alhamdulillah. Make sure for the explanations and more details refer to the tafsir books, okay, interpretations. And for the tajweed rules, listen again to this session, inshallah, practice with us, you will learn. So if you have any question, brother Hassan and Hussein,
no.
Anything to say to our brothers and sisters who are listening to us? Ask them to practice, inshallah, okay? To practice well, inshallah. So, see you, inshallah, in the coming session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Stay with us. We will be here with you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان